Well, the plan was to run an aggressive campaign to find our voters and to turn them out.
What does it mean to run an aggressive campaign?
Well, it takes a lot of volunteer hours, a lot of phone calls, and a lot of door knocking. And our people really came through, our volunteers. We gave them a plan, and they executed. And without that, it wouldn't have been possible tonight. It's a historic finish for us. And, you know, you need those volunteers to get it done. And we had them. And they did what we asked them to do.
Is part of the success that you had a better idea of where to go or how to work with volunteers? Was that different?
Last time we ran a good campaign. This time we ran a better campaign. And, you know, we had the resources to do it throughout the year. Our fundraising has been strong. We raised, you know, in the fourth quarter over $13 million. That helps. To do the things you need to do. And, you know, yes, it was. I mean, I had, at the end of this thing, we had 14 staff here in New Hampshire, staff members. And, you know, we had an office that was open in August. Last time it was open in October. So those sort of things, organizationally, we were ready to go. And we had a plan, we executed it. And so those things fell into place a lot earlier than last time.
So you've now said we had a plan, we executed it. What was the plan? What did it say?
Well, I really can't get into any of the details, but
why not?
We knew what we had to do. Well, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of plans get replicated in other states, and I think it's important that we don't show our hand entirely, but I think there are certain things that win elections, and we are an organization that understands how to do it, and we're prepared to be that alternative. We are that alternative to Mitt Romney. And when you look at our organization, who made it on the Virginia ballot? Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. You know, John Huntsman didn't make it in Arizona. We did. You know, we were aggressive. We're organized. We are that alternative. And I think tonight showed that, that we have the organizational muscle.
Ballpark. Did you have 500 volunteers? Did you have 1,000 volunteers?
I would say we had hundreds, easily hundreds. And especially this last week, hundreds of volunteers who are focused on getting out there and hitting the pavement and making calls.
Well, there was another factor, too, as a number of people told me. They would find that you guys would be the only guys with signs at a polling booth.
We had visibility, good visibility. We've got the energy behind us. We have excited supporters, a message that's catching on. You know, Dr. Paul's message of, you know, cutting $1 trillion in his first year, balancing the budget. Those things are popular. That's what people want right now. They want to, you know, focus on the economy. People want jobs. They want economic growth. And Dr. Paul has a plan that will deliver those things. When you look in this state specifically, many of our supporters got involved in the party. They ran for office as Republicans, and they got elected. There's a good number of legislators in Concord who were Ron Paul supporters in 2007, are still Ron Paul supporters, and, you know, they ran for office, they were part of the Republican Party, and were, you know, influential in many of the victories we had in 2010 here.
There's message, there's organization, and then there's opportunity. The opportunity, in this case, being what happened in our financial system. What happened with the meltdown, the ongoing struggle with the financial system in Europe. Was it like the trifecta that allowed you to pull this off?
I think it's part of it. Yeah, I mean, people are concerned, and they see what's going on around them. And Dr. Paul's message, he's been talking about it for years. And I think it started to click with a lot of voters that, wow, he's right. He predicted these things. He knows about them. He understands them. That's important. He's got an understanding of the economic issues that we're facing, which uniquely positions him for the office of president in these current economic times. So, you know, I think that is definitely part of it. People are thinking. People are focused on what's going on around them economically, and his message connects.
And I'm going to guess the significance of 25% or 24% or whatever it turns out to be percent. Your issues become much harder for anyone to ignore. I mean, that has to be big in your mind.
Sure, absolutely. I don't know how anyone could ignore what happened tonight. and the organization that's building, and how the campaign's going in general. I don't know how anyone could ignore that. I think a lot of times we are ignored. I think we're proving that we have what it takes.
Talk about work. Campaigns are work?
They are work. They're hard work. Tonight, when we shut everything down, I knew that we'd done everything we could. We'd done everything we possibly could. And that's a good feeling to have. And that's how I like to, that's how I like a campaign that I'm running to go. You know, that we did everything that we could, and it paid off.
Your bio. This isn't your first rodeo.
It's not. No. I started in New Hampshire politics right out of high school. I worked for United States Senator Bob Smith and his primary with John Sununu. So it's not my first. I guess I'm going into my 12th year now of this. And I like it, and I don't. You know, I mean, it's hard work. But when you're working for a candidate that you believe in, I'd followed Ron Paul since I was in high school. So to have the opportunity to work for a member of Congress that I really admired, I never thought I'd have that opportunity. Of course, in New Hampshire is so unique. You know, we have that opportunity because of our primary to work for, you know, someone you admire and a hero of yours, you know, and it's just really cool. And tonight makes it, you know, just great.